This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. The final of our interviews with candidates for Galesburg City Council in tomorrow's elections is up now, and we are pleased to be joined by Larry Cox. That name may be familiar to you. He was a longtime public works director in Galesburg, among other things, retired, and is now running for council in Ward 7, and he's on the line right now. Larry, thanks so much for your time.
Well, thanks for having me, Will.
Gosh, I would think somebody retired from city service wouldn't want to get back into it, but it sounds like you were maybe itching a little bit to get back into it. Is that the case?
Well, I've been doing a lot of thinking about how I can serve the public and serve my community, and thought this was one way I could get involved.
What kind of triggered you? Was there any one incident or anything like that that may have made you decide to run?
I wouldn't say anything specific in particular, no.
What, I'm sure you've probably done a lot of campaigning heading up into tomorrow's election, or at least meeting with folks in the neighborhood and in your ward. What have they been telling you? What are their concerns?
Well, I haven't done a whole lot of campaigning, actually, but I do know my ward, and I know a lot of people in the ward. I know there's concerns, across the board about a lot of things, but one of them is the infrastructure of the city. Having, been a department head, public works director for 15 years, I have an understanding of what's required of, the city to make repairs and get things accomplished. I have a good understanding of the budget process, and then I think I'll be able to maybe shed some light on some things that the community might, want to know more about.
In terms of infrastructure first, Larry, it sure seems like a lot of it took a beating here with this lousy winter we had, but you can probably say that about every winter. What would you see as a priority in terms of infrastructure for you if elected?
Well, we've got a lot accomplished with the big major projects, and there's been quite a bit of road work done, but there still needs to be a lot more road work completed, sidewalks, trails around the various parks, particularly Lake Story, things like that.
And in terms of the budget, you mentioned being able to maybe shed some light on some things. Any ideas in that regard? And how do you see city finances at this point? I know I imagine kind of a struggle for Galesburg, as it has been for any city for probably a good long time now. But it seems like from talking to some of the other candidates that maybe finances aren't bad, but they're also not great either.
Well, I would say they're very not poor, but as the city has a balanced budget requirement, we always have a balanced budget. But there's a lot of things that need to be done that there's just not the funding for. A lot of people think the city can do more things than they actually can, just because the budget shortfalls and the budget requirements, that there's just not the money there to do a lot of extra things. So you have to make tough decisions on what you're going to spend the money on. And to add a lot of new things to the budget is really not very realistic.
Do you feel the city's being responsible, at least at this point?
Yep, they've always been responsible. I think, like I said, it's always a challenge to get the budget balanced. And so that forces you to be responsible, to make hard decisions. But I think if anyone thinks they're going to do a whole lot, get a whole lot accomplished in the area of new things, unless they want to raise taxes, then it's probably not going to be a whole lot of new things accomplished. But, we can always use our resources, leverage them with grant funds like we've done in the past, mm-hmm. to get, park projects and street projects done.
The city most recently completed both comprehensive plans for both the city and the Parks and Rec Department. Have you had a chance to look at those? And do you think those are good starting points, at least?
Yeah, I've looked through them, not in a whole lot of detail, but I think there are some good starting points. I think it would be good to for the city council to look through the comprehensive plan and prioritize some things, and then with the mayor and the city manager's leadership, reach some of those goals.
What other issues do you see right now that maybe either concern you or that you're pleased with seeing from the city?
Well, probably the main thing is economic development and the population or population decline, which would be the main concern, I think, from my perspective, that we need to try to work on. Using, like I said, the comprehensive plan as a starting point, working with the Knox County Area Partnership and the Chamber of Commerce and folks like that to try to help our existing businesses thrive and maybe bring some more businesses into town.
I've heard a couple of the other candidates, Larry, talk some about a concern that young people are leaving Galesburg and not coming back. What do you think can be done to kind of change that around?
Well, I've lived here for 31 years, and I think I've heard that every year I've lived here. So I don't think it's anything new. But really, we need to keep our young people trained get them trained in the job opportunities that are here or that may come here. That's a problem if a business is looking at Galesburg and there's not the quality or the quantity of employees to open up a business here, they're probably not going to come. So it's not a specific job of the city itself to train workers, that the city can support efforts on that front to make sure that there's a well-trained workforce here.
How would you say you set yourself apart from your opponent, Ashley Warby? She kind of maybe suggested that maybe a fresh voice, if you will, like hers is better for the city council, but I would imagine it would be hard to argue against somebody with the experience that you've had working for the city, right?
Well, I would say that, you know, we have a representative democracy where we elect people who would vote the way we would vote given the facts and the information that they have. So I think I would represent the citizens of my ward well. I'm sure she would do a fine job. But we don't have a democracy where, you know, every person states their opinion on every topic.
Mm-hmm.
We vote people in who would do what we would do, given the information that they have.
Given the experience you've had for this while working with the city, what's your take on this situation involving the former HR manager for the city? After there was a federal lawsuit filed and ended up, he's going to have to pay out somehow in terms of how he treated the employee in question. It sounds to me like it's been handled from the administrative side and the legal side. It's just been a big mess. What do you think about what you've been hearing about that?
Well, I don't know anything firsthand. Pretty much all that took place after I left the city. You know, all I know is really rumor, so I really wouldn't want to comment on anything that I don't know specifically about, but it obviously could have been handled better.
A lot of it involved the city manager, Todd Thompson. What was your experience like working with him in the city?
He's been a good city manager. We got a lot accomplished during his tenure, and I've worked for I think about 7 different city managers, and they all have different personalities, different ways of doing things. Some of the areas, you know, he Todd has not been the greatest of all the city managers I've worked for. In other areas, he's been okay. So everyone's a little different.
All right. I'm almost out of time, Larry, but as I've done with a few of these other interviews, I want to give you a few seconds to perhaps talk directly to voters. Give one last sales pitch, if you will, as to why they should elect you tomorrow.
Well, like I said, I think I'll represent the people of my ward well. I'll vote the way they would if they knew the information that I know or that I will know as I study the issues. And I just appreciate everyone's support.
All right. Larry Cox, a candidate for Galesburg City Council in the 7th Ward, thanks so much for your time. Thank you for running, and best wishes as you head into Election Day tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, Will.
And, of course, we will have election coverage tomorrow night when the polls close, starting at 7 o'clock here on WGIL and on WGIL.com as well. I'll be here along with the rest of the WGIL news team keeping you updated. Stay tuned. Kim Commando and sports are next on Galesburg's Evening News.